The U.S. Grains Council's 59th Annual Meeting of the Delegates is wrapping up today in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ryan LeGrand is the new president and CEO for the U.S. Grains Council, stepping into that role just 2 months ago. He shared with me the ethanol discussions that happened over the past couple of days.
You know, ethanol is really at the top of our list for promotion these days. We've made a pivot towards ethanol, actually, and a lot of our funding is going towards ethanol promotion. It's really a great way to add value to corn in the United States, create jobs in the United States, and then ship that fuel out of the country. Ethanol exports have been growing exponentially every year. I believe it's the fastest growing agricultural export for the past 10 years. So, rightly so, our attention is focused right there.
Looking at some of the things that you guys are doing, and maybe from the educational perspective, as you talk ethanol with other countries, what are the things that you guys as U.S. Grains Council are focusing on?
We're focusing on several things that ethanol can do. It improves emissions. It reduces the greenhouse gas emissions as well. So first emissions I was talking about were tailpipe emissions. It improves the tailpipe emissions from the car. It reduces greenhouse gas emissions, reduces that carbon footprint versus the production of gasoline. It also is a cheap source of octane. So these countries around the world have the ability to cheapen up their gasoline price to the consumer. And lastly, it creates jobs.
What are some of the other hot topics that you guys are looking at as you spend time? And you've obviously had some great advisory team meetings.
We keep hearing a lot about trade disputes that are popping up around the world. China, Colombia, Peru are just a few examples.
Those comments with Ryan LeGrand. I'm Susan Littlefield, the Rural Radio Network.